back in Buffalo. Vicide Lady Indians coming out on top. 51-21 was the final of that one. They led from the tip, and they're going to move on, as we mentioned, to 8-9. Buffalo falling to 4-9 as they get ready for a big tournament upcoming. And your leading scores for that game, Jaden Watkins going to finish with 20. Zayden Johnson with 3. Drew McGehee had 2. Katie McCracken with 11. Casey McCracken with 12 for the Visalia Lady Indians. All the starters getting in on the scoring action there for the Visalia Lady Indians. And on the other side, for the Buffalo Lady Bison, they were led by Addie Clark, who had 7, most of those in that second half as they finally figured out to find some offense. Sierra Sinceros had 4, Jada Hoffman had 2, Chloe Silver with 3, Yarly Mista had a point, Jesse Sarabia had 2, Daisy Santana had 2, so spreading it out, but still no double figure scores. That's the second game in a row the Lady Bison have not done that, although played much better in that second half. So something to keep their heads up about is that fourth quarter was actually 10-11. So played them tough in that first quarter, 9-2, 10-11 in this one. Just couldn't get the shots to drop as Visalia really pulled away. And really that second quarter, which was 16-2, blew it open for the Lady Bison. Now it's the guys' turn. We're going to get on to the gentlemen's side of things. The 18th-ranked Visalia Indians coming in 10-6. The Buffalo Bison coming in at 6-6, but a little underrated squad coming in here at 6-6, as they are much better than that record might indicate, as Coach Yock always has them playing pretty well. As last year at 11-13 was their first losing season in 6 years for the Bison, facing some injuries. And football this year was tough on them too, as they faced some pretty big injuries to some pretty key players all year long, did Buffalo. And some of that's still sticking around as we head into the into basketball season, if you will. But some of the names you want to know, before we get to that, we'll get to Coach Dusty Yock. In his 11th season, coaches football, coaches baseball. He'll be assisted by Coach J.J. Manning, who's the ladies coach who we just saw, and Coach Billy Haley from Visalia. In his second season, 2018, after coming back in his second season, he left in 2017 after 10 years. So really, it's his 12th season here. He went to state in 2010. So he does have a lot of success here in the 7 appearances. Visalia's guys basically, once a decade, they'll go to state. They just went in 2020, 2010, 1995, 83 and 84, 69 and 51. So they're every 10 years or so, they make a pretty deep run. They're looking to get back there this year with another ranked squad. Players you want to watch here tonight for the Visalia Indians, senior Dyson Hazelbaker, the point guard. He's the brother Jade Hazelbaker, who's playing at NOC Enid. And we talked about her a little bit earlier. He plays a lot like her, a little bit of a spark plug out there. He's an energy guy. Also, junior Noah Halderman, another returning starter. A little bit of length, a little bit of size for this Visalia squad, as Buffalo really kind of lacks some size. They've got some in there. One of those guys is Ian Silver, averages 13 a game, 7.7 rebounds. He's one of two seniors on this squad. He's going to be big tonight. This is a big game for Buffalo. They want to prove they can kind of belong and turn things on in the second half. And a lot of these schools that usually have some success, like Buffalo plays football, Visalia does not, and sometimes they get a little late start. And right now at 500, looking to down this is right about the stretch you want to figure out where you're at. And if you're the Buffalo Bison, you're trying to answer some questions about your definition. And your leading scorer is Cam Yock, coach's son, 17.4 a game, shoots 30% from 3 and 80% from the free throw line. He can absolutely knock it down, so you've got to know where 23 is. He's listed at 5'8", and that may be generous, as he's not very big, but either is Hazelbaker. So that's going to be a real interesting matchup between those two guys at the guard position, as both of those guys are kind of the energy guys, the leaders of these squads. Even though Yock's only a junior, still a leader on this team, has been a starter for a long time here, and a guy who can really light it up if he gets going. And don't tell these guys they're not that tall. They do not play like it, as they are both a real good basketball players, and that's going to be a real interesting matchup. The other question is, can Visalia right the ship? They've lost 4-5 and 5-7. And when I spoke to Coach Haley a little bit earlier today, he was talking about just the wrong guys being injured at the wrong time, different guys being out, key guys being out, as they kind of struggled. They went out, they came out on fire. They won about their first 8 at about 9. And they were really, really winning most games they were playing. And lately, they've kind of hit a cold spell. They've lost 2 in a row. They lost at Leedy. They lost at Shattuck. And they're looking to get on the right track. Buffalo wants to stop that and get a little momentum for themselves. Make no mistake, at 6-6, they could absolutely beat this team. We're going to have a tight matchup here in this one. So we're going to take a break, come right back, and bring it to you. It's going to be Buffalo at Visalia right after this on Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Nothing offers an opportunity to bond and give thanks quite like breaking bread together. This is especially true as we welcome our troops back home and keep those who are still stationed overseas in our hearts. Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders and their families by serving up nearly 500,000 hearty classic American meals at travel hubs and military locations. And now, together with our friends at Bob Evans Farms and their Our Farm Salutes program, we will help to provide even more meals nationwide, offering our defenders a taste of home and the feeling of togetherness around the table. Help us show America's gratitude through food and fellowship. Look for the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes purple packaging at your grocery store and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more. While we can never do enough to support the men and women who serve, together, we can make a difference, bite by bite.
Back in Buffalo, getting ready to tip it off. It's going to be the Visai Indians, the Buffalo Bison, here from Harper County. And starting lineups taking the floor for the Buffalo Bison. Sophomore Sebastian Hoffman at 6'3". Number 13, Cole Brooks, a junior at 5'8". Ian Silver, 6'3", senior. Number 15, Cam Yock, 5'8", junior. Number 23, and Cinch Brown, a 6'2", senior, getting the start for Buffalo. And for the Visai Indians, looks like junior Caleb Moss not going to go tonight. He's a little banged up. Cale Nelson, 5'8", junior. Eli Randall, 6'1", junior, number 13. Number 14, Dyson Hazelbaker, 5'7", senior. Noah Halderman, 6'1", junior, number 20. And Nate Jennings, the 6'1", senior, going to get the start for the Visai Indians tonight. So here they go, going to tip it up. It's going to be Silver squaring off against Halderman. Visai Indian maroon with the white numbers going left to right. Buffalo in the white jerseys with the orange numbers going right to left. And there we go from Buffalo. Silver wins the tip, goes back to Yock, and the Bison going to start with the basketball here in the first quarter. Really a big game for both of these squads, as we mentioned. Visai ranked team 18th right now in the state. We're a little higher. It was a little bit of a losing streak. Well, not a losing streak, but a little bit of a slump, if you will. And that one's stolen away. That wasn't a slump. Steal by Cale Nelson, but he's going to poke it out of bounds. Tried to get a breakaway. Instead, knocked it away, and it's going to stay with the Buffalo Bison. Would have had clear path to the hoop. Now we're getting a stack on the sideline for Bison. They break out. Silver grabs it, hands it right back to Cam Yock. And Yock surveying the defense. Man here for Visai to start. They'll run a little bit of everything. They drop it into Silver. Silver trying to back everybody in. He spins, tries to skip it forward to Brown. That's not going to go. Visai with the steal, and Halderman comes away with it and grabs it strong and gives it right back to his point guard. That's Cale Nelson. Nelson crossover, lost it off his foot and goes right to Hoffman. Unforced error there by Visai. That'll be one of the keys here, taking care of the basketball. Also that guard matchup, although right now Hazelbaker not on Yock. Buffalo with the basketball. In the corner's Cole Brooks, drops it into Hoffman. He turns, shoots, tough shot. That's not going to go. Silver with the rebound, flips it back out. Shot fake, takes one dribble to the left. It's Brown, that's going to come up short, and that's going to be a long rebound on the backside. Another second chance opportunity for Brooks. It's right now Visai not boxing out. Buffalo getting the boards. Still scoreless. 6:38 to go in the first quarter. Silver picks up his dribble. Fires it over to Yock in the far wing. He is guarded by Cale Nelson. It's going to be his job to lock up Cam Yock. He drops it inside. Gets him off his feet. They get it down to the Silver in the post. He turns. He shoots. He puts it in. And Ian Silver strikes first for Buffalo. It's 2-0 Bison. Hazelbaker looking to attack. He's cut off, flips it back outside. Nelson, shot fake, drive inside. They kick it all the way around. We're going to get a three from Eli Randall. That one's going to fall. Just like that, Visai back in front, 3-2, 6:03 to go in the first quarter. And Cam Yaw crossing the timeline for the Bison. He crosses over top of the key. Nowhere for him to go. And gets a screen from Hoffman, goes around. He's going to come up shooting. Got an open look. That wouldn't drop. And rebound by Randall. Oh, he lost it. As Cinch Brown takes it and pinballs off a couple players. And Brown says, are you okay? Because even Cale Nelson about butted heads. Goes out of bounds, though, for Buffalo and goes over to the Indians. 3-2, they lead. Visai in front of Buffalo, 5:43 in the first quarter. Hazel Baker, nice drop, bounce pass inside under the hoop. Looking for a teammate, nowhere to go. They flip it over to Halderman, right back outside. Nelson for three, that won't fall. Rebound under the hoop by Silver. Nice strong board that time. Back comes Buffalo, quickly ahead to Hoffman in the far corner. Streaking inside to Silver on the block. He's cut off and he's fouled. I'm going to say he's pushed in the back. It'll be either on Halderman or Randall. Looks like Halderman might get tagged with number one. That'll be the first foul for anybody. Nope, they got Randall with it, the junior. One foul for Visai, one foul for Eli Randall. 5:20 to go in the first quarter, 3-2 Indians. A couple crossovers for Yock, and he's fouled on the shot, trying to shake his defender. Tagged on the hand by Cale Nelson. It'll be two shots for Cam Yock, showing the handle there. Two fouls for Visai here early. Going to put Yock at the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple. Good football season for him as well. He's played a lot since his freshman year. Now as a junior. He's going to eye this one up, and Cam misses it. And that's a rare miss. We mentioned he shoots 80% from the line. Uncharacteristic of Cam Yock. We may have jinxed him coming in. And not a lot of assists for this Buffalo team. One stat that stood out for me. Is sharing the basketball going to have to be something they do if they want to win this one tonight. We're tied at three as Yock hits a second free throw. 5:13 to go in the first quarter. Now Cale Nelson, pass fake, drives inside, tries to get some room, flips it over under the hoop and nowhere to go for Nate Jennings. Trying to get rid of the basketball and it's stolen away. Nice job by Buffalo. Cole Brooks with the steal. Yock quickly ahead to Silver. That was an assist. Oh, he missed a shot. Point blank. Great pass. Got a little carried away there and a shove in the back. Looks like they're going to tag Hoffman with a foul. Their cheap foul under the hoop there. That was a missed opportunity for Silver, who's going to sit down. Also, looks like Cole Brooks is also going to take a seat after picking up that foul. We're going to bring in a couple more players. Looks like Emilio Cinceros in. Drive by Hazel Baker. Got in the paint and off-balance shot and a tough one. And Dyson gets it to fall. It's 5-3. And that is Cinceros on the floor. With Hoffman, with Yock. Pedro Estrada sometimes starts for this team, a 5'6 sophomore in the game. And they get it all the way over to Hoffman. Give and go right back to Cinch Brown. One dribble mid-post back out to Hoffman, other side. Estrada picks up his dribble, bounces over to Yock. Yock, a little floater there, nice move. He was cut off by Randall and just shot it over him. And we got a timeout already from Coach Haley. So we're tied at 5, 4:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back. You are listening to Around Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Buffalo knotted up at 5, Visai 5, Buffalo 5. The Indians coming out of that timeout and a missed opportunity. A blocked shot inside the plate over to Halderman who tries to put it back up and in and gets fouled on the putback. That time, Visai coming out looking to attack. And Cale Nelson a little too aggressive there. Almost lost the basketball, but a good break there for the Indians, who now is going to put Halderman at the free throw line. That'll be the first foul on Cinch Brown, the senior. And that drops. And again, it's a young couple young squads or youngish squads, and a lot of guys not in the lineup tonight for Visai. Did have some sickness, some guys out, as Coach Haley mentioned. Second free throw won't drop for Halderman. He's 1-2. 6-5 Visai. They get the rebound back though, and they're gonna Cale Nelson's gonna sky in, try to shoot it, and a rebound by Hoffman. Nobody boxed out on that free throw. Quickly back come the Buffalo Bison, though, after that miss by Hoffman. Strott almost lost the basketball. He's got Hazel Baker on him. Flips it to Senceros. Drops it out to Hoffman from the free throw line, and he knocked it down. Good rhythm shot. Good pass by Senceros on the assist. And that's what this Buffalo team could really use. Passing guys open. 7-6. Now down to the outside. We're going to get a three in the corner by Randall. It's going to come out hard, but right back to him. He's going to come in, follow it, put it back up and in. Nice job following the shot by Eli Randall, who's got five. It's now 8-7. Vysides back in front. A lot of lead changes here at 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Both teams feeling each other out. Drive by Yacht, got a little crease, goes right at the defense. Ooh, tough shot, won't go. Good defense by Randall. Gets the rebound, is looking to run. Buffalo quickly back, but Randall's going to drive inside. He tries a floater, and they're going to call him for a charge. A little out of control. That'll be the second on Eli in 13 foul on Vysai. That's going to bring him over to take a seat. That will bring in Daylon Todd, his first action. And in for Buffalo, a couple substitutions as well. Randy Rios, freshman, getting in the basketball game. Both teams digging into their bench a little bit here. Strada out there with Rios, Yock, Senceros, Silver, two leading scorers. Screened by Silver on Yock. He rolls, drops it off to Senceros, drops it to Silver. High post, one dribble, gives it back to Senceros, nowhere to go. Over to Estrada, guarded by Todd, looking for space, trying to get it to his scorers, gets it to Silver. Silver picks up his dribble. Back out to Estrada. Good defense by Vysai. Staying in front of everybody, and they get the steal. Todd comes away with it on the other side. He's got a one-on-three. He's going to try to beat everybody in and doesn't get there. Blocked, and Senceros comes away with it. And a foul going back the other way. So Todd didn't have numbers. Probably should have pulled it up. Attacked. He's going to get tagged with a hand check foul on top of that. That'll be the fourth foul for Vysai. It's just a frustration foul there for Daylon Todd. So 2:20 to go. In the first quarter, four fouls already on the Indians. They're going to have to be careful. As we mentioned, already some guys down. Foul trouble, not what you want to get into for this Indian squad. Now, they do go pretty deep. Both these teams do because they got a lot of young guys. Silver, one dribble, picks it up. Nowhere to go. Back to Yock for three. Turns, shoots, and his shot is just off tonight. And a tip by Hazel Baker, saved by Vysai. Almost went out of bounds. Nice job by Halderman. Throws it back into Cale Nelson. Nelson crossing over. Now back out of the corner to Nate Jennings, who's back in the game. Jennings going to go baseline and tries to shove off, and they're going to say hand check on Senceros. That'll be the second team foul on Buffalo. It's 8-7, Vysai in front by just a point with a minute 47 to go here. Not a shooting foul. It'll be inbounded under the hoop. It'll be inbounded by Dyson Hazelbaker, looking for an open teammate. Going to have to get it in quickly. Finally just has to lob it in, and it's all poked, oh, but goes right over to Daylon Todd, almost stolen away by Rios. Now to the corner to Hazel Baker. He drives. Back outside. Todd, pass fake. Drive and gets fouled, take it inside. They're going to say he walked with it. Tough break there for Daylon Todd in the turnover. And Rios is going to get a break. Oh, nope, not Rios. Cam Yock's going to get to sit down and take a break. As they will bring in, or Buffalo will bring in Cole Brooks to run the point for a little bit here for the Bison. 8-7, Vysai in front by a point, minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Brooks with the basketball, looking for any kind of space. Hazel Baker tries to reach in and take it from him. Keeps his dribble, gives it over to Silver. Now gives it back up to Estrada, and they're going to reset. Back to Brooks. He's open for a three in the corner. That's going to be a long. It's going to bounce long and going to go out of bounds. Off the miss, going to go back to the Indians, who lead by a 1 point. Minute 8 to go. Been a back-and-forth affair, but a little bit of a scoring drought for both teams. They're saying white ball. So the officials reverse it. They're going to say it was tipped out by Vysai on that rebound. It goes back to Buffalo with a minute 8 here in this quarter, in the opening quarter. Nowhere to go there for Brooks. Picks up his dribble. Back outside. Top of the key, Estrada, drive, drops it off to Senceros. One dribble, spin move inside, too far inside. He gets fouled, though. Going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. Spin baseline, ran out of room on the shot. That'll be a 15 foul already on Vysai. Senceros is going to shoot a couple. That's Nate Jennings' first foul. Chance to take the lead if he hits these. And tie if he hits one. And Emilio's first one won't go. The 6'2 freshman. He's going to get another chance to tie it. Another substitution here for Vysai. Nathan Ramey going to come in the game for Cale Nelson. As we mentioned, both teams will reach into those benches pretty far. Sincero, second one, missed them both. Fight for the rebound, and Halderman comes down with it. Big board there, 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Dalen Todd with the basketball. Zone now for Buffalo, net 2-3. And Hazel Baker drops back, kicks it over to the corner for Ramey. Long three, Ned Jennings almost air ball, caught just enough rim, but Silver with the rebound and quickly head to Cole Brooks. Brooks down to Estrada in the far corner. He tries to drive in, kicks off the feet, pinballs around, ball's on the ground, everybody goes down for it. We're going to get a jump ball, and possession arrow is going back to the Indians, who still lead by a point. It's been 8-7 for about an hour and a half, it feels like. Some scoring early, but lately both teams having trouble putting it in the hoop. A lot of turnovers, getting a little sloppy here in the back half of the first quarter. 25 seconds to shoot. And Bayside with a chance to grab a little lead here at the quarter, or increase their lead by one. We're going to get a three from the corner. That's not going to be good by Ramey, and a foul on the rebound, pushing the back. That'd be the sixth team foul already. We're not even out of the first quarter. And Dyson Hazelbaker picks it up. So one more, and Buffalo's in the 1-1. A couple substitutions now for the Bison as Yock's coming back in the game. And so is Cinch Brown. Cole Brooks is going to bring it up, though. 10 seconds to shoot, and they're going to look for Yock. They drop down to the block. He sets a screen, trying to pop out to find room. 5 seconds, they get it to Cam. He crosses over, got a little space, top of the key, 4-3, comes up short. Rebound by Sy, shot won't count, as they try to heave it towards the other end, and that's going to do it for one quarter. Tight one after one. Visai leads Buffalo 8-7. You're listening to a Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that Mommy and Daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
K101.
I'm like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back in Buffalo. Tight one after one, 8-7. Visai leads the home team, Buffalo Bison. By a point here, the second quarter just getting underway. And right now, give and go right back to Silver, who can't get the shot to fall. Tips around, gets his own rebound. He's going to take it straight back up, and that one drops for him. Finally gets it to roll in. And Ian's got four. And a couple of years ago, we saw Steven Silver put about 40 up in a tournament game. And if Ian can score anything like that, that's going to be a good year down the pike coming for him, but right now he's only got four. But a rebound there off the miss by Visai. Quickly back comes Buffalo, now leading 9-8. And Rios with the basketball. They drop it in the post. Sincero's going to shoot it. He picks up another foul. Now, he was not good from the free throw line here earlier. He's a little upset with himself. He couldn't get the shot to drop. He will shoot two. And that foul will be on number 15, Dylan Moss, a senior. In the game now for Visai coming out of that break is another player we have yet to see. A couple guys out there. Because a lot of guys could be in foul trouble. Another free throw miss by Sincero, so he's having trouble at the line. Halderman's going to come in here for Nate Jennings. So Halderman's out there with Dylan Moss, with Dalen Todd, with Dyson Hazelbaker, and with Nathan Ramey for Visai. Sincero's at the free throw line. Silver Yock. And that free throw drops for Sinceros, who's got one. It's 10-8 Buffalo, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout from Coach Yock, and we will take it with him. And that's their second. With 7:15 to go here in the first half, it's Buffalo 10, Visai 8. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Reading is fundamental. The nation's largest children's literacy organization invites you to rally our children to read. Visit rallytoread.org and help your child pledge to read 100 books by Read Across America Day in March 2022. Also, watch well-known authors read their favorite books. Find activities to keep young readers motivated. And teachers can enter the Rally to Read sweepstakes for a chance to win 100 books for their own school, subject to rules. Inspire your child to read. Visit rallytoread.org today.
Back in Buffalo, Bison have pulled in front 10-8. Multiple lead changes in this one. As a back and forth we go. Right now, Bison with a chance to tie or take the lead of 7:15 to go here in the first half. In a weirdly important game, just kind of where it falls on the schedule for both these squads. So Bison looking to get a win as they've been slumping a little bit recently in Buffalo. Is at 500, looking to move above 500. Drop it into the post, turn, shoot. That one's going to be long and a miss by Halderman. Rebound Buffalo. Sinceros finally comes away with a loose ball, gets it ahead to Rios. No numbers. And he lost the basketball. He was looking to try to pass it inside to Silver. Took his eyes off it and an unforced error there. Sinceros is going to take a seat now. Sebastian Hoffman going to come back in for the Bison. As Hoffman out there with Cinch Brown, with Rios, with Yock, with Silver. Buffalo in that 2-3 zone right now. Daylon Todd with the basketball for Visai. He's swinging around from Ramey all the way to Hazelbaker, who's open for three in the corner. Knocked it down. They left him wide open. And Dyson has five, and Visai's back in front 11-10 with 6:31 to go in the half. Yock now crossing the logo. Popping out is Cinch Brown. Gets it right back to Yock in the corner. Trying to look at the post. Silver's trying to establish position down there. They're saying no. They swing it back around the other side. Visai trying to front the post. That time almost came away with the steal. It was Daylon Todd. They were trying to get it to Yock, but he knocked it away. It's going to stay here with Buffalo. Cale Nelson going to come back in the basketball game. He's going to be out there. Also looks like Dylan Moss going to stay out there. It's going to be Moss, going to be Todd, going to be Halderman and Hazelbaker for Visai, along with Cale Nelson. And Buffalo with a couple substitutions now as well. Cole Brooks going to be back in along with Estrada. Estrada now out in the wing. Picks up his dribble, gives it over to Yock, drops it quickly inside to Silver, takes one dribble, takes it to the rack. That won't go. Rebound Hazelbaker. No numbers, but he's going to push it anyway. One on two, trying to beat everyone out. Oh, nice little Euro step, but the shot wouldn't fall. What a quick step. Shot wouldn't drop for him. Now back out. Oh, stolen away, poked away by Buffalo. Tries to flip it quickly back, but stolen back by Todd. And a couple steals. Buffalo tries to save it. As Silver tried to save it. And that was a crazy sequence of events where Hazelbaker missed a shot. They tried to throw it length of the floor and get an easy bucket. Todd knocked it away. But then Buffalo grabbed it, and then they threw it away. So a couple turnovers there back-to-back for each squad off the missed shot. Visai maintains possession here, up one with 5:23 to go in the half. Hazelbaker way downtown. That was a deep three. Won't fall. And he was in NBA range there. That's going to go out of bounds off the miss and go back to Buffalo. Almost bounced right back to him, but he's boxed out by Yock, and now Buffalo with a chance to again take the lead. It's back and forth we go. Multiple lead changes in this one. 5:13 to go in the half. 11-10. Visai in front. They try to double team Yock. He splits it, gets across, kicks it over to Brooks, drops it inside to Hoffman. One extra pass over to Silver. Great ball movement, and Silver missed it. Tried to put it back and got fouled. He had a point blank look, and that's the second close shot Silver's missed today, but he will go to the free throw line. He did a nice job following his shot. That's the eighth team foul on Visai. The second foul on Daylon Todd. And Ian Silver are going to go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple, try to give his team the lead back. Back and forth. Seesaw game, and he hits it. We're tied. Ian's got five. More substitutions coming in the game. Nate Jennings looks like he's getting ready to come back in. Over there talking now to Coach Haley. Already out there is Nelson, Hazelbaker, Halderman, and Dylan Moss. Getting a lot of minutes here tonight, coming off the bench. Silver from the free throw line, trying to give Buffalo the lead here. We're knotted up at 11 with 5:02 to go in the half. And Silver's second foul shot took his time, missed it, and a rebound by Noah Halderman. 5 minutes to go in the half, 11-11. And now from the elbow, Halderman. drops it back off to the wing. Kavroom Jennings, other side. Drive by Nelson. Drives baseline. Finds a little space. Hoffman tries to block him, but he's going to pick up the foul. Nice job forcing the issue by Cale Nelson. He's going to go to the free throw line. That's going to be Hoffman's second. So only four fouls for Buffalo, but two of them belong to number 11. Eight fouls already for Visalia. Still 4:47 to go in the half. It'll be free throws the rest of the way for Buffalo. But right now, it's free throws for Cale Nelson, who missed them. And really, missed free throws been a story this game as well. A lot of points left out there. Silver and Hoffman are going to take a seat. Now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Haley. So with 4:47 to go in the half, we're knotted up at 11 by Cy and Buffalo. Coming back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back in Buffalo, tied up at 11. Low scoring affair here, 4:47 to go in the first half. Both teams playing defense and some missed opportunities by both squads at some close shots. A free throw drops for Cale Nelson, who gives Visai the lead back. 12 to 11 here, 1 point with 4:44 to go in the half. And now a little bit of half court pressure. It's trying to run a little 2-3 half court trapping zone right now for Visai. A little bit of different look right now coming out of that timeout for Coach Haley. They try to skip pass in, stolen away by Hazel Baker. They try to find a flashing cutter. And Hazel Baker read the passing lane and picked it off. Now we're going to get a three on the wing quickly by Visai. That one drop goes over the top of the backboard. Nate Jennings had an open look. Won't go for him. And neither team shooting it particularly well, even from the charity stripe right now. Even some point blank misses by both squads. And now that trap coming in. Yacht bounces down to the corner. Cinch Brown gives it up. They slip it around to the other side to Estrada. Near wing. Yacht wants to set it up again. He's got Hazel Baker behind him. Flips it over to Brown. Shot fake. One dribble. Picks it up. Drops it up. Sinceros back outside of the perimeter. Moving the ball down to the baseline to Yacht. He's double teamed. Has to get rid of it. Throws it over to Sinceros. It's knocked away. Coach Haley thought it was trying to convince the referee it was out on Buffalo, but it's going to stay here with the Bison. Yock's going to inbound it under his own hoop. His team down one, 3:54 to go in the half. Now Cole Brooks over to Estrada. Back to Brooks. Now Brooks going to give it back up to Yock, and they reset. Good defense here by Visai, making life tough on Buffalo, trying to find an open look. Screen by Sinceros for Yacht. He gets two screens. Comes around both of them. Takes it right in on the floater. And nice offense that time. Yacht gets two more. Double screen to set him free. He's got five right now, which is well below his 17 he averages a game. But 3:21 still left in the half. Hazel Baker drives inside. Tough shot. Athletic shot, but wouldn't fall. Rebound Sinceros. Quickly back come the Bison. Yacht driving in. Little floater. Quick floater. Oh, went down and came back out for him. That was a little heat check shot. He likes that floater. Hazel Baker now with the rebound for Visai. They trail by one. Drive inside by Jennings with a tough shot. He wanted the foul, didn't get it, but dropped it in, and he's got two. Visai back in front again by a point. 14-13. Seesaw of a game here in Buffalo. It's been a good one. 2:48 left in the half. Yock drops it to Estrada. Too far on the baseline to shoot it. He was behind the backboard. Now he's open. Flips inside to Sinceros under the hoop, and he lost the basketball. Freshman was trying to come around to the other end for a reverse, but lost it on the baseline in a turnover. Now Eli Randall's going to come back in. He's playing with a couple fouls. Going to have to be careful in this last 2:38 not to pick up number three. Nelson and Randall out there with Halderman, Hazel Baker. Nelson over to Randall. Looking inside, and Nate Jennings not there. Starters back in now for Visai. Hazel Baker, skip pass, almost poked away by Cinch Brown. Got a hand on it, went out of bounds, would have had a breakaway. But those long arms, Cinch got pretty good wingspan on the senior. One of only a couple seniors, Silver being the other one for Buffalo. Some young squads out there right now. And now in the corner to Randall. Pass fake. Drops it off to Nelson. He drives in and stuffed it by Senceros. He was looking to pass it. Senceros poked it away from him. Good hands there by the freshman. Back come the Bison. Trailing by one, 14-13. Minute 57 to go in the half. Now Ian Silver on the wing. Trying to get it away from him. Flips it over to Brooks. Brooks looking for an open teammate. Picked up his dribble. Gives it over to Silver. Oh, and Brooks caught everyone sleeping. Snuck in behind and is fouled by Halderman. And a pretty good foul because that would have been two easy ones for Cole Brooks. Instead, he's going to have to earn them from the free throw line. And I believe that is the first foul on Noah Halderman. And it is. So he could afford to give one there with a minute 42 to go. But it will put Cole Brooks at the free throw line there. Nice job moving without the basketball there for Brooks, who gave up the pass and cut towards the hoop, and he gets that free throw to fall. It's been a tough sledding at the free throw line so far in this one for both squads. But that time, Cole Brooks making it look easy. Going to get another crack at this. Now we're knotted up at 14. Chance to give Buffalo back the lead. And there's another lead change as the Bison back in front. Cole Brooks hit them both. Ref blows the whistle. Ball got a little loose there. They're going to inbound under the hoop now. Buffalo pulls all the way back in the 2-3 zone. Minute 41 to go in the half. 15-14 Bison lead the Visalia Indians. Hazelbaker just going to pull up from three at top of the key. He was open. Went over the backboard again. And that is the third time this game someone's missed a shot and the ball had bounced over the backboard. That time Dyson, it was open, but maybe a little too quick of a trigger there. They're going to come out in 2-3 half-court trapping zone. Quickly ahead goes Buffalo. Oh, nice rotation that time by Halderman. Almost came up with the steal. Brown was trying to touch pass it inside to Senceros, and Halderman read it perfectly. Instead, he knocked that out of bounds, so it's going to stay with the Bison. And Coach Jacques trying to call out a play to his son, who's going to inbound it. They're calling four, whatever that is. Four baseline. Now they're all going to scatter around, and everybody runs in front of baseline. Yock still can't get it in. He's got to find a teammate. Finally gets it into Silver. Drops, stops, and hits it off the backboard. 4-2. Ian Silver has got seven. It's 17-14 Buffalo. Quickly ahead to Randall. Back to Halderman. Over to Hazelbaker for Visalia. Hazelbaker finds a little crease. Back outside. Open three for Nelson. That's not going to drop. Fight for the rebound. Underneath, Halderman comes away with it and is fouled. Trying to put it back up and in. Nice job on the boards tonight for Noah Halderman. That's going to be a foul, I believe, on Silver. It's a 15 foul on Buffalo. It's going to put Noah Halderman at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first one drops for Noah. He's got two. It's 17-15 Buffalo in front. Cole Brooks going to be tagged with that, not Silver. Second free throw drops for Noah Halderman. And the junior has three. 17-16, 1-point lead for Buffalo. Minute four left in the half. Quickly head to Brown. Brown almost lost the basketball. Just gets it over to Brooks. And Brooks over to Yock. Visalia extending that half-court defense all the way out until you reach the timeline. Yock over to Silver. Touch pass inside to Senceros. One dribble up, and he's blocked, but it goes right to Brooks, who takes it right back up. He misses the putback and a rebound. Hazelbaker, who's got numbers. It's a 2-on-1. Oh, and poked away by Yock. Nelson was streaking down the right side, and Yock got a hand in that passing lane. That would have been 2 points. Good defense by 23. With 40 seconds to go, Visalia is going to maintain possession, though, under the hoop. It's going to be Cale Nelson inbound. And Nelson, bounce pass on the block right by Halderman. Turns, shoots, and scores. Tough bucket there. And a good couple minutes here for Halderman. Puts Visalia back in front, 18-17, 30 seconds now left in this half. Yock with the basketball. Changes direction back to the other side to Cinch Brown. Flips it over to Brooks. 19 to shoot. Got Hazelbaker behind him now. He steps in, flips it over to Silver on the far wing. He's going to pull it back. Nobody open. Good defense here by the Indians. 10 seconds to shoot. Yock with the basketball. Make it 7 seconds. 6. 5. He's going to drive right. Drive around. 2 to shoot. He's going to come up. Fade away. That won't fall. Fight for the rebound. Visalia comes away with it. And that's going to do it for the first half. At the end of one half, it is a 1-point basketball game. Visalia 18, Buffalo 17. We'll be back with halftime. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Back in Buffalo, 1 point lead in the first quarter is now a 1 point lead in the second quarter after a 10-10 second quarter. 18-17, Visai leads by just 1 point in a much closer affair than the girls' game earlier, but a very good game, but not a great offensive game. Both teams really struggling to score the basketball. Seen some missed shots, some uncharacteristic. Cam Yonka usually shoots a pretty high percentage, has been a little off today, as usually he's lighting it up from three. But right now he's only got five. Ian Silver's got seven for Buffalo, two for Cole Brooks, two for Sebastian Hoffman, and one for Ceniceros, Emilio Ceniceros, the freshman, chipping in one, going one for four from the line for him tonight, but some big rebounds as well. And for Visai, their leading scorer, well, they're spreading out. Eli Randall's got five, Dyson Hazelbaker with five, Noah Halderman with five, Nate Jennings has a couple points, and Kale Nelson with a point as well. So a lot of different guys getting in that scoring mix, as Coach Haley mentioned today. Did play a lot of guys, and he wasn't lying. There's a lot of bodies out there getting some minutes for the Indians right now, and then we want to update you on some other scores, some of the girls' scores that came in from a little bit ago. Looks like Turpin ended up taking down Tyrone 55-44 and a big win for the Lady Cardinals. O'Keen winning big over Covington Douglas 49-22. Laverne destroys Goodwell 64-22. And Arnett does the same to Moreland 66-33. And what a great squad that Arnett Lady Wildcats team is. We'll get a look at them at the Shattuck Shootout. They're probably the favorite going in. And they are a force to be reckoned with right now, looking to make a deep run. Oklahoma Bible takes down Fairview 60-26. With this one here earlier, Visai's ladies beat Buffalo's ladies 51-21 in a game that the Lady Indians led really from the jump after only 4 points in the first half for Buffalo. Picked it up a little bit in the second half. To their credit, never gave in, but too much Lady Indians, who were really on a roll, winning four in a row, looking to get going at the right time. Right now is hoping to get healthy. Is really what everyone's trying to do, is get healthy here as we head into the back half of the season. There's been some sickness. There's been some injuries. It has been a wonky, wonky year. Maybe not as wonky as last year, but certainly starting to feel a little bit like that with some teams missing some people. So we got about 408, 409 here before we tip it off. You're going to want to not go and go anywhere. This is a close one. This one looks like it could come down to the wire after multiple lead changes. Right now, Visai is in the lead. They lead Buffalo by one, 18-17. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting and praying for life-saving medical care, for a chance to live with dignity and hope. They are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. As our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship sets sail, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now.
Some people are called to preach and teach. I share the love of Jesus by caring for these patients.
Mercy Ships is answering the call to be the hands and feet of Jesus for the least of these. Together, with friends like you, we are putting faith into action and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most.
Thank you!
To learn more about this wave of hope, go to mercyships.org today.
I thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. A roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org. A public service message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association.
Back in Harbor County, here in Buffalo, 18-17, Visalia leads the Buffalo Bison here at the half, getting ready to start a second half of what's been a back-and-forth affair here in Buffalo. Both teams really playing hard defensively, because you can tell this game does mean a little something momentum-wise coming out of this. If you're Visalia, you're trying to get that little bit of that magic you had at the beginning of the year back, and hopefully you can get a little healthy towards the end of the year and get your squad back, as it is a deep, deep squad. A lot of talent, but it's too much when you're changing lineups. Too many guys getting hurt right now. There's some guys, Tony Johnson, not playing for them tonight. That was one of the guys. Caleb Moss not playing tonight for the Visalia Indians. So they are missing some guys. Big keys to what they do, and you're going to need all hands on deck as we get to the postseason. Not how you start, though. It's how you finish. And they need this win tonight. But so does Buffalo at 6-6. Looking to get some momentum going for a young team, and really would build a lot. For them, give them a lot of confidence, because that back half, right about now, when you start that home stretch, we've seen some teams get hot late and make a run, and records don't matter. Once you get there, you're there, and it's a one and done, and anybody can beat anybody. Well, it's really two and done here in Oklahoma, but it's the first game is one and done. After, if you're in the district, after that, you get a second crack at it. But nonetheless, it is not fun to lose one and have to fight your way out of the back half of that bracket. Right now, both these teams fighting. 18-17 is about 9 lead changes in this one. And right now, Visalia is going to start with the basketball, so there won't be one right off the bat, as they're going to get it to start the second half. Here comes the second half. Visalia and Buffalo, they're going to flip-flop sides. Visalia getting them room with the white numbers, going right to left as we're looking at it. Buffalo and the white and the orange, they'll be going left to right. They're going to start out in a 2-3 zone, or the Bison. And starters back in for both squads. Cale Nelson now over to Dyson Hazelbaker. He looks high post. Now they bounce it down to Jennings. Jennings tries to skip it the other side to Randall. Randall, drive, kick back outside. Halderman's going to try three. Foot was on the line. It would have been a two. He missed it. Fight for the rebound for Jennings. Kicked out of bounds by Buffalo and stays with Visalia. So active early on the boards. And Halderman shot that ball. Had a foot on the line. I thought it was a three, but it looked like it would have been a two had it went down. Bounce into the post, stolen away by Silver. Good defense by the Bison ahead to Cole Brooks. Quickly back come Visalia, though. No numbers for Brooks. He pulls it up, tries to get it to Silver. Oh, and Yock saves it just from going over the timeline. Almost a mistake by Brooks. Good save by Yock. Brooks with the basketball top of the key. Now over to Silver on the wing. He's got Randall on him. Drives inside, gets a screen. But they've almost run into each other. To Yock and Silver, they have to give the ball back up to Cinch Brown. Cinch Brown drives. He finds a little crease off the glass. That shot won't drop. Rebound by Sy. And back comes Jennings. Gives the ball up to Cale Nelson, and they cross the timeline. Quickly back, go the Bison, back in their 2-3 zone. Hazelbaker drives mid-post, nowhere to go. Had Hoffman in his face. Flips it back to Halderman, tries another three. That one goes down for Halderman. He's got eight. They found the hot hand tonight for Vicides, 21-17 Indians. And number 20 shooting the ball well right now. Starting it right around that second quarter is really starting to light it up. Hoffman comes crossing, flashing across the free throw line, misses that shot. The jumper won't fall for him. Hazelbaker now over to Randall. Randall drives mid-post, flips it outside. Halderman is open again, this time in the corner, and he knocked it down. Noah Halderman heating up, and Coach Yock wants to talk about it. With 6:18 to go in the third quarter, it's 24-17. Vicide leads Buffalo. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back in Buffalo, and a quick start to this third quarter for the Vicide Indians. A couple threes by Noah Halderman makes 24-17. The Vicide leading Buffalo, 6:18 to go in the third quarter. And what was an offensive drought in that first half, Noah Halderman says, I'm not going to carry that into the second half. And he came out red hot. A couple screens there for Yock. They're trying to let him loose, but good defense by Vicide. They are not giving him an open look. Bounce pass down to the post. Sinceros tries to drop it off to Silver. It's stolen. Hazelbaker grabs it away. Quickly forward to Nelson. Nelson from the corner, drive back out to Hazelbaker. He's going to try a long three. He's out there in an air ball by Hazelbaker, who is shooting it pretty deep out there. And Coach Haley, I think, is saying that's the third time you pulled the trigger a little too quick there. That time he pulled up two or three, or about a maybe a couple. It wasn't as deep as the one he shot earlier, but that time didn't drop. Still 24-17, though, his team in front. Vicide leads Buffalo. Screen by Silver on Yock. Yock goes around a couple guys, tries to drive inside. It went amongst the traffic, and he's blocked. And nowhere to go for Yock as the Vicide defense just collapsed on him. Back come the Indians. Hazelbaker over to Halderman. Why not? He's hit two. That one won't fall. Heat check won't drop. Silver with the rebound over ahead to Yock. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. 24-17. Indians into the post to Sinceros. Bounces back outside to Estrada. Gets it to Silver on the wing. They reset. And Silver guarded by Randall. Yock face guarded by Nelson. Has done a great job on him tonight. And now over to Cinch Brown. He's got Jennings on him. Drives to the elbow. Back to Silver. One dribble in the paint. Changes direction. Goes baseline off the glass. That shot wouldn't drop. And Silver just had a bunch of those go down and come back out for him. As the short one's not dropping for Ian tonight. Drive by Hazelbaker. And they're going to call a foul to the floor. A blocking foul. Won't be a shooting foul. And I believe that's going to be on Yock. If so, that's Cam Yock's first foul so far after a lot of fouls in that first half. That's the first foul of the quarter with 4:50 to go in the third. That is on Cam. Cale Nelson going to sit down. Daylon Todd going to come in for Vicide. Hazelbaker going to inbound it. Dyson over to the corner. Shot fake Jennings. He's going to drive inside. Randall, he's going to drive inside. Shoot a little floater. It won't drop. Rebound Silver. Back comes Buffalo. 24-17. Big possession here for the Bison. Down seven. And they turn it over. Strada was trying to get it to Sinceros, and Randall comes away with the steal. Back the other way. Almost stolen by Brown. Maintaining possession. Out to Halderman for three in the wing and missed it again. And another quick three by Halderman. Coach Haley didn't like that one. And Buffalo dodging a bullet there. Back come the Bison after a couple turnovers. Need a good shot here. Brown now free throw line. Silver one dribble. Stops. Shoots. There it is. That shot won't fall. Tipped around and a rebound underneath the hoop by Halderman. Another good look for Silver. Shot a little bit off. We need another quick three by Vicide, and the quick threes are letting Buffalo hang around. That was a miss by Randall and a rebound by Buffalo. Quick triggers here the last three possessions for the Indians with the lead. 24-17. Buffalo with the basketball into the post to Silver. He's double-teamed and gets fouled. Tried to turn around, and Ian Silver a little upset with himself there. Gets hacked on the arm, though. So they're going to bring in a whole bunch of substitutions. Rios going to come in for Buffalo for Estrada. It looks like for Vicide, we're going to get Cale Nelson back in this basketball game. Halderman's going to take a seat. Daylon Todd's out there. Hazelbaker's out there. Dylan Moss back in the game after some good minutes in that first half. Inbounded by Buffalo. They lob it into Silver. over to Cinceros. Gets in another reach-in foul, this time on Dalen Todd, and that's three already on Dalen after, don't forget, there were a ton of fouls in that first half. And another quick one there on him. The last foul was on Dyson Hazelbaker, his second. Now, Vysai's picked up two quick ones here with 3:46 to go. They lead, though, 24-17. Buffalo, however, has the basketball. Todd's going to be on Yach. He's going to reset. Gives it over to Rios. Rios bounces it down to the corner to Yach. A couple flashers across. They swing it around the other side to Cinch Brown. Coming around a screen is Silver. He's going to get fouled on the floor as he was trying to make a shot. He's fouled once more, and that looks like Dylan Moss. That's his second, third team foul already for Vysai on the clear out. Going to be inbounded by Rios now underneath the hoop. Four corners inbounds here. Couple up screens. Nope. Yach bounce out to the corner. Trying to inbound off the screener to Silver. Instead, they got to lob it to Brown. It's poked away by Cale Nelson. Nelson drives inside. Double teamed. He's fouled. And that's all they could do. Good foul that time because Nelson had a breakaway too. He's going to instead have to earn it the hard way. And took a shot. They were trying to get that shot up. That'll be the second team foul on Buffalo. I believe they're going to give it to Yach. A smart foul there, but his only his second foul so far. 3:19 to go. Nelson missed the free throw. A little bit of a scoring drought after a couple hot threes there to start the quarter by Halderman. Cinceros is going to come out. They're going to bring in Sebastian Hoffman for Buffalo. Second free throw for Cale Nelson. Missed them both. And the Bison with life. Been a minute since they've scored, though. The 3:12 to go, 24-17. And Yach hasn't really shot the ball so far this quarter. It'll be interesting to see if they get the ball to 23 here. Rios now over to Silver. Now back over to Cinch Brown. Gets a screen from Silver. Drives inside of the elbow. Tries to drop it off to Yach. Almost poked away, but Brown gets it back. He's going to stop. He's going to pop from the glass. Won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Hazelbaker rips it away from Silver. Ahead to Nelson. It's a one-on-one. Takes it off the glass. Gets the foul. The shot won't drop. And Nelson just can't get him to go down. That foul is going to be on Rios. Now both teams with three fouls. Going to put Cale Nelson at the free throw line again. We've been stuck at 24-17 for a few minutes now. Nelson with a chance to add to that lead, and they missed it again. So three missed free throws, a problem for both squads in this one. At the charity stripe tonight. Left a lot of points on the line, and Cale Nelson made that one. 1-2. 25-17, 8-point lead for Vysai. Buffalo desperately trying to get a bucket. They have not scored in this quarter so far. Crossover by Rios, now over to Silver. Now down to the corner to Brown. Gets a screen from Silver. He drives around, gives it to Hoffman. Good defense by Vysai, staying in front of Yach. It's a man-to-man, but they're really trapping the ball when it gets to Yach, trying to get it out of his hands. And now Hoffman, Hazelbaker drops off Hoffman. He swings it over to the far wing. Yach looking for space. Poked it around from the back by Hazelbaker, who poked it away. Went right to inside to, and hitting the deck hard is Todd. Went to Todd. He tried to get a breakaway, fast break opportunity, and hit the ground hard. The question is it a shooting foul? Yep. They're not going to call a foul. They're going to say just out of bounds, but stays with Vysai. So crowd wanted a foul, but they're going to say no dice and just a play on. Got incidental contact, as they call it. Now going to be inbounded by Vysai. They lob it all the way over to Nelson at the timeline. He grabs it. 2:12 to go, 25-17. This quarter belonged to Vysai, who leads right now as Buffalo yet to score in this third frame. They're popping out. They give it in the corner to Hazelbaker. Shoots a three. That one goes down for him, and that one was in rhythm, and Dyson finally hits one. He's got eight. He was missed about four in a row there. That time he's off the schneid. Now it's 28-17, and Vysai starting to blow it open here with a minute 47 to go in the third quarter. Hoffman now on the wing to Brown. Sets a screen for him. They give it right back to him on the pick and roll, and Hoffman misses the short jumper, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Dalen Todd. Another missed opportunity there for Buffalo in this scoring drought. Now Hazelbaker in the corner. Takes one dribble, nowhere to go. Back outside. Now we're going to get another three. This time Nathan Ramey can't roll it in. A rebound Silver and a foul on the board. That's going to be Moss. And that is, I believe, three on him. Four team fouls. And if there is a knock, on Vyside. It's the foul trouble. It's now Todd and Nathan Ramey going to take a seat for Vyside. They're going to bring back in Halderman. They're going to bring back in Eli Randall as well. Also, Cam Yock's going to take a seat here with a minute 19 to go in this quarter. They're going to give him a rest. Estrada's back in there with Cole Brooks, Hoffman, Sinceros, and Rios. Looking for some offense is Coach Yock. Any way he can get it. They've yet to score. 28-17. They swing it around on the drive by Rios back outside. Sinceros now all the way in the perimeter. Gives it back to Estrada. They swing it over to Rios again. Packing that zone in tight is Vysai. Daring him to shoot outside. Sinceros going to drive inside, force the issue, and pick up the foul. Got bailed out there because he had nowhere to go. That's going to be on 15 Moss, and that, I believe, is four. Nope, they're going to say it's on. Didn't see that wrong. No, that's on Nate Jennings. So that's two on Nate. The 15 foul on Vysai. We're up in the crow's nest here. Sometimes when they flash the numbers, hard to see from where we're sitting. But that's going to roll out by Sinceros. And free throws, once again, missed opportunities. And down the stretch, you can't leave points on the board. And right now, Buffalo trailing 28-17 as they have not scored in this quarter. Coming out of that half, just can't find any offense. Two missed free throws by Sinceros. Missed them both. Rebound goes to Nate Jennings, and back comes Vysai, who's owned this quarter, and body's hitting the deck down there. They get it quickly over to Randall. Quickly back up is Rios. Yep. And that's going to be thrown away. Unforced error that time by the Indians. They were looking for Hazel Baker on the wing. Threw it over his head. Goes out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table, and that's where Buffalo will get it. 35.4. Got to score here. Been a whole quarter without scoring. The Bison need to get on the board. Drive by Estrada. Downside. One dribble. Hoffman. It's blocked from behind and out of bounds. He attacked. Right idea by the sophomore. But swatted out by Vysai. Good defense once again by the Indians, who have played good defense tonight. Especially in this quarter. Not giving up a single point this whole quarter right now is Vysai. 25.5 to go. Inbound. Lob to Sinceros. Top of the key. Gives it up over the other side to Estrada. Estrada. Driving kick. Brooks. Spin move. Mid post, back outside. Tries to set a screen for Estrada. He sends a spin move. Tried to slip it in pass. Gets it into Sinceros. Takes it to the rack and scores. Great pass by Estrada. Knew right where his teammate was. Sinceros has two. And finally, off the snide is Buffalo. Quick three by Randall. That won't drop. Fight for the rebound and a foul on the rebound on the Buffalo Bison. They got a miss with 0.1 to go and all that let it go, and that would have been it. Instead, they're going to put Jennings at the free throw line. So not a good foul there. Fourth team foul for Buffalo. Second foul on Sinceros. However, Vysai struggling from the line. Missed another one. So 28-19 to score, and had that ball just dropped or they let the rebound go, it would have been end of quarter. Instead, it's a couple free throws and 1 point for Jennings, who's got three. 29-19. There's no time to get that shot off. And it doesn't go in anyway. So at the end of three quarters, Vysai's pulled in front by 10. They lead Buffalo 29-19. Back with the final frame after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back in Buffalo, home team Bison trail the Vysai Indians 29-19. Might have an upset brewing in Turpin as the Cardinals lead Tyrone 26-20 right now on the guys' side. We are getting some guys score. Texoma leads Beaver 23-0 after that was scores after the first quarter. Fairview and Oklahoma Bible in a battle 28-18. That's at the half. Some other scores starting to roll in. Now this one, 10-point lead is big third quarter there for Visai. And Buffalo trying to answer, but a step on the line as Estrada tried to go baseline and just stepped out. He was trying to flip it over to Cinch Brown for a corner three. Stepped on the line and a turnover by Buffalo. Not what you want coming out into that fourth quarter after a 11-2 third quarter by Visai. Blew this thing open. Now Nelson on the wing. Picks up his dribble. They change directions over to the corner. And poked away, this time almost stolen by Brown. They were trying to get it to Randall in those long arms. A Cinch Brown almost got a poke away, break away too. Instead, it goes out of bounds from the scorer's table. Goes back to Visai. 10-point lead for the Indians. And that one almost thrown away by Visai. Hazelbaker skies up to grab it. Flips it over to Randall. Thought about a three, said no. Drives inside mid-post, and he's going to get called for a travel. Tried to change directions, drug his foot. That's going to go back to the Bison. We need a bucket here, down 10. Trying to find some quick offense as it eluded them in that second quarter. Cole Brooks with the ball, gives it over to Cinch Brown. He gets a screen from Sinceros, over to Silver. Over to the far side to Estrada. Estrada out of the elbow, out to Sinceros. Brooks picks up his dribble at the free throw line. They're trying to get inside of that man defense. Visai staying in front of everybody. And they get it over to the corner and milking some clock here. We're going to get a three from Brown, and that one drops. And boy, did the Bison need that one. Cinch Brown, you can tell that's his spot. He's been trying to line up there and get open, get someone to get him the ball. That time it fell. Maybe the hot hand they need. There's the answer, though, from Cale Nelson quickly on the wing. Just when Buffalo got a little momentum, Nelson took it from him. All of a sudden, we're shooting the lights out from three the last two possessions. 32-22, back to a 10-point lead for the Indians. Brown with the ball. Over in the wing to Estrada. It's a screen from Silver. Slipped by Hazelbaker. Pick and roll by Silver. Driving towards the hoop. And Hazelbaker trying to stay in front of him and poke it away. He's going to pick up another foul for 14. And that will be three, I believe, on Dyson. But yeah, that is three on Hazelbaker. He's going to put Silver at the free throw line. One more. It'll be one and one the rest of the way for Buffalo. So they can slow this game down if they can pick up fouls and take it to the line, trailing by 10. A couple big free throws here for Ian Silver, and the first one short arms it. There has not been kind at the charity stripe today. Daylon Todd's going to come in for Nate Jennings. Rios going to come in the basketball game for Cole Brooks for Buffalo. Chance to make it a single-digit lead here for Ian Silver from the line. 32-22, Visai in front, and he does. He hits the second foul shot. He leads all the Bison with eight, does Ian Silver. Lead is nine, 32-23, 6:18 to go. Daylon Todd on the wing, back outside, and they swing it around. 2-3 zone once again for Buffalo. Rios and Estrada out on the top of it. Swing quickly around to Nelson, who's open on the wing for three. Good ball movement by Visai, but it's an air ball and a rebound under the hoop by Todd. Missed everything. And I think we're going to get a timeout here from Coach Haley. So with 6:01 to go, it's a 9-point lead. Visai leads Buffalo 32-23. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back to Harper County, 32-23. Visai leads the Buffalo Bison. It was a close game. First half, back and forth. A lot of lead changes. Blown open in that third quarter, 11-2. Coming out hot was Noah Halderman hitting a couple threes. And since then, Visai is yet to trail. Right now, it's a 9-point lead, 32-23, 6:01 to go. A couple big possessions upcoming here for the Bison with 6 minutes to go. Try to get some steals and some buckets. They haven't really hit any threes tonight. That would be a huge help. Cinch Brown just hit one. It's Cam Yock right now, not in the basketball game. They're sticking with Rios and Estrada out there defensively. And again, that 2-3 zone. Silver down in the paint, mixing up with Sinceros. Going big right now is Buffalo. Out in the corner, Cale Nelson, nowhere to go. He's going to pull it out, set it up, try to probe that 2-3 zone. Screen by Randall for Hazel Baker. He cuts inside. Nobody open. Thought about a shot, but drops it right back off inside, and a foul on Randall. Nice patience by Hazel Baker, who waited till Randall got himself open. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. That's going to be the fourth team foul, or a 15 foul on Buffalo. I believe it's on Estrada. It is. That'll be his first. Randall going to go to the free throw line here. Chance to get this lead back to double digits, and he missed it. His free throws. A lot of free throw shooting leading up to the Shattuck shootout, I'm guessing, in the one practice day for both squads. Even a lot of points at the line. Second one for Randall. That one goes down. Comes back out, but a rebound. Nobody boxed out Halderman, and Visai maintains possession. Another big rebound by Halderman, who's been big on the boards tonight. They get it over to Noah. Almost poked away. It is poked away and stolen away by Cinch Brown. Quickly ahead to Rios, who has to track it down. They let him a little too much. He drops it off to Cinceros, who's grabbed, rips the basketball away, and saves the possession for Buffalo. Gets it over to Rios. Behind the back, baseline. Drops it to Cinceros. Off the glass. That won't drop. Got a good look. Shot wouldn't fall, and a rebound, Randall. Missed opportunity there for the Bison, but good look for Cinceros. Score remains 32-23. Visai in front, 5:08 to go. Buffalo running out of time, try to come back. Corner, Hazel Baker, he's open. That one's going to come up short. They try to track him down. He follows his own shot, gets it back, flips it ahead to Randall, who's blocked on the block attempt by Cinch Brown. Tried to get all ball. Might have got him on the follow through. Randall's going to go back to the free throw line, and Cinch is going to pick up his second foul. That's the 16th foul now on Buffalo. One more, and Visai will be shooting free throws. They're going to shoot two right now. Randall just missed two. That one drops for him, so he gets another crack. That's six for Eli. Nate Jennings is going to come in the game for Halderman. So Kale Nelson out there now with Randall, with Jennings, with Hazel Baker, with Dalen Todd. And the second free throw for Eli Randall drops. That time he hit them both. He's got seven. 34-23, 5 minutes to go. Bison need a bucket. Rios looking for room. Gives it over to Estrada. Poked away by Hazel Baker. Almost. They're going to call. I thought they were almost called a foul on him. They're going to say out of bounds. As if you're not, if you've never been here before, it's one of those floors as Hazel Baker's going to come off. That's four. Actually, you are going to tag him with that foul. That's going to be a 1-1. So they did give him a foul, reach in foul. That's four on Dyson. And now a 1-on-1 opportunity. This is exactly what Buffalo wants, but they got to knock down the shots. Estrada's going to shoot him. As I mentioned a little bit ago, this floor sits down inside, so the sideline is tight. Anywhere on the sideline, there is no room. It's basically the wall is the floor sets down under the floor where the stands are. And that time, missed free throw, 1-1, another missed opportunity for the Bison. But that time, trying to get a little too aggressive, there's really nowhere to go if you go flying out of bounds. You're going right into the table or into the seats of either bench. Just in the sidelines, baselines have a little bit of room. And Visai, that time a reach-in foul on Estrada. And that's going to put Visai at the free throw line. So both teams with a couple ill-advised fouls. Kale Nelson's going to shoot these. The reach-in foul. Estrada just trying to make a play, make something happen with his team down. Nathan Ramey is going to come back in. Both teams shuffling guys in and out right now. Missed 1-1 that time. Another missed free throw. It has been a desert from the free throw line. A lot of missed shots tonight. And now the wing. Crossover Estrada. Back out top of the key. Silver. 4:16 to go. 34-23 Visai in front of Buffalo. Rios. Bounce pass inside to Silver. Spins around looking for base. Out in the corner. We're going to get an open three from the corner. That goes down for Cinch Brown. And that's his spot. That's two. Well, now it's an 8-point lead. 34-26. 4 minutes to go. And the Bison hanging around. Trying to make it interesting in the last 4 minutes. Now Nelson going to go over to Coach Haley, get the play. Almost poked away by Silver. They got it to Ramey because that it was poked away, but it went out of bounds. Stays with Visai. Looks like Hazel Baker getting ready to check in, and he will. Going to play with four fouls as 14. He's going to be out there with Randall, with Nelson, with Jennings, with Dalen Todd. And Dyson with the basketball. Gets a screen from Jennings. They tried to pick and roll. Well defended. Nice bounce pass underneath by Hazel Baker. And they're going to say kicked. Or it would have been two for Jennings. And a tough break on a great pass. Threading the needle down into the post. And tough break there for Dyson. That's going to stay with Vaisai, though. That's the good news for the Indians. Going to be inbounded under the hoop. Bounce pass up underneath to Jennings, and he streaks down inside, missed it off the glass. Fight for the rebound, poked away, and stays here with Vaisai. Looked like it was out on Hoffman or Silver, one of the two, as Randall flying in there trying to get that put back. Score still 34-26, 3:37 to go. Halderman's coming back in. Randall's going out. They're going to be four along the baseline, inbounded under the hoop by Nelson. Hazelbaker drops back. They lob it to him out in the wing. Right back over to Todd. Thought about a shot. Tried to bounce it inside, and that's going to be another kicked ball by Buffalo, trying to keep it out of the post for Jennings. Once again, staying here. 3:25, clock ticking. 8-point lead for Vaisai. And if you're Buffalo, there's a lot of valuable seconds coming off the clock as we're waiting to inbound it here. Lobbed inside to Nelson on the perimeter. Over to Hazelbaker. He's wide open for three. That one's going to bounce and come up short again as Dyson shot off tonight. That one rolls out. Nobody's really shooting a high clip except for maybe Halderman and Cinch Brown, who've hit their threes tonight. 34-26. Drive inside by Rios. That floater won't go. Rebound Hoffman, who picks it up. Strong with the basketball to Brown. Swings it around. Estrada, shot fake. He drives baseline. Shoots a little shot. Two-footer on the baseline, or eight-footer on the baseline, and drops it down. Estrada has two. That's a big bucket because it is 34-28. It's a two-possession game right now. Hazelbaker driving inside, weaves his way in, tries to bounce it into Jennings, goes off his leg, and they're going to say out of bounds or foul. They're going to say out of bounds. Both teams in the one-and-one. That's a break for Vaisai. Had they called a foul, that would have been at the free throw line, although you may want people to go to the free throw line tonight as bad as they both shot it from there. It's a 6-point lead, and Buffalo, it's a big possession, 2:44 to go, only down six. They've trailed since the third quarter. After a slow third quarter, now Cinch Brown on the wing. Gets a screen from Silver. He's going to pull up and shoot it. He's hit two. He missed it. Silver with the rebound, the put back and in. And just like that, it's a four-point game, and we got a timeout with 2:27 to go. It's Vaisai 34, Buffalo 30. Close one here in Buffalo. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Back in Buffalo, and it is all of a sudden a close one, 34-30, as the Bison have cut the lead to four. They've trailed by as many as 11, and right now looking to have another lead change after many lead changes in that first half. It's been all Vaisai in the second half. Only the last few minutes have belonged to the Bison. Now 2:25 to go. Buffalo bringing back in Cam Yock, going back into that 2-3 zone. Still going big with Sinceros and Silver down there, as well as Cinch Brown. That's on the ground. That ball's loose, and Dyson Hazelbaker goes down to get it. Still on the ground, and we're getting a jump ball possession arrow, though, stays with Vaisai. It's Hazelbaker trying to weave his way in there. Almost lost the basketball. Lucky break there for the Indians. They're going to get it under the Buffalo hoop. 2:11 to go. They're up four. Nelson going to inbound. Looking for an open teammate. Lobs it up to Hazelbaker. Right back to Nelson in the far corner. Bounce it into the post. Jennings, spin move right into traffic, and he missed the shot. Sincero skies for the rebound, rips it away, and gets it over to Cam Yock. 2:02 to go. Quickly forward. Estrada open. Lobs it into Silver. Takes it, regathers, and is fouled. I don't think he was shooting, so I think it's going to be a 1-1. And the foul, I believe it's on Hazelbaker, and that's going to be it for Dyson, if it is. Nope, they said 24, not 14, so that's a huge break. Looked like he had a 14 up there. That's a big break for Vaisai. That's going to be three on Jennings. And a 1-1. Or they're going to give two shots to Silver, but it won't matter because he missed the first one. Short-armed it and missed foul shots. Story of both teams. They've kept Buffalo in it, but they've also kept them from coming back. Both squads been atrocious from the line tonight. And now Silver with a chance. Another big one. Can make it a one-possession game. Ian Silver, second one. He rolled it out. He missed them both. With 2 minutes to go, the lead remains four. Missed opportunity there for the Bison. Hazel Baker wants to slow it down. He gives it over to Randall. 1:46 to go. Over to Nelson. Playing catch now on the perimeter. They got Buffalo trying to extend that 2-3 zone. Hazel Baker trying to get around everybody. Little Euro step up to the glass. He missed it again. Great move, but couldn't get it to drop. Yacht coming back the other way. He hasn't shot it in a minute. Taking it up inside. He's going to get called a carry before he took it in. Yacht took it to the rack. Would have counted, but instead a carry call. And a backbreaker there for Buffalo's. Yacht had a little bit of room. Score remains 34-30, minute 28 to go. Both teams in the 1-1 right now. Hazel Baker taking his time, drops it off to Nelson. Head to Randall, minute 17. Over to Hazel Baker, right at the logo. He's got Yock on him. They go to trap him, get the ball out of his hands. They get it over to Nelson. Picks up his dribble, and he's stuck in there. It's forward to Randall, and Sinceros on a minute four left. Pretty soon, Buffalo going to have to start foul. Lost off the foot of Randall, and a turnover by Visai. Unforced error. Well, it's forced by Yock, but Randall looking ahead. He was trying to find a teammate. Just dribbled it off his foot there, it looked like. Goes right over to Cam Yock. Team down four, 55 seconds left. Crowd holding their breath here. Drive by Cinch Brown, back outside. Estrada, 48 seconds. They got to hurry. It's a two-possession game now. 45 seconds. Screen by Sinceros on Yock. He's going to drop back. Spin move, trying to find room. Crossover over to Sinceros. 40 seconds left. Skip pass to Brown. He ball fakes, drives inside. Back out to Estrada. 34 seconds left. Bison got to hurry. Cut off baseline. Flips it around. Open three for Brown. He knocked it down. Cinch Brown cuts it to one with 27 seconds to go. His third three of this half, and it's a one-point game with 27 seconds left, and we got a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Huge shot by Brown. Oh, my goodness. And after leading the entire second half, it's now a one-point game as Buffalo has cut that lead down, showing a lot of grit. And it looked like they were taking their time, too much time off the clock, as it was a two-possession game. But turns out patience is a virtue. And they got the shot they wanted. And that's the same spot we mentioned where Cinch Brown's been looking to get open in those corners. He loves that corner. And that's his spot. This is his home gym. And he has found that place. That's his third three from the exact same place. And they ran offense until they got him open. So good job there. Good patience by Buffalo. But Maisai still leading by one with 27 seconds to go. And there's going to be full court pressure put on here by the Bison. Randall going to inbound under the Buffalo hoop. Screen set by Nelson for Hazel Baker. They get it into Dyson. 26 seconds left. Quickly ahead to Nelson, looking for an open teammate over to Halderman, and that's going to be the blocking foul. And coming up limping is Cinch Brown, and he is limping bad. And he's been the hot hand, and now he's going to come out of this game. 1-1 free throws for Nelson, and that's a tough break for Brown. Sinceros is going to come back in, and he is really hurt. And that's your hot shooter, so somebody else is going to have to take this shot for Buffalo. Buddy on Visai is back. 22.6 to go and a 1-1 upcoming for Cale Nelson. Two huge free throws for 12. The first one's up and he short-armed it. Buffalo with the basketball chance to take the lead. 19 seconds to go. Yock, his team down one, takes to the left, flips it inside. Silver's got an open path to the hoop, takes it up and in, and Buffalo leads with 12 seconds to go. Ian Silver, and we're going to get a timeout on by Coach Haley before it is inbounded with 10 seconds left. And Ian Silver with the assist from Yock, and Buffalo leads by one. Unbelievable here, storming back. That is 12 for Silver. And what an exchange of events. And we've brought it up and been harping on it a little bit, but another missed foul shot as both teams really could have put this thing away if they'd have been better from the line tonight. And if I'm Visai right now, you don't want to get fouled here because you're not shooting it well. You want to get a shot off. 10.3 left for the Indians. What a job by Yock and Silver with the hot hand. Cinch Brown taking a seat. Some three huge shots for him tonight, and he is really hurt. He's still over there limping. And the senior with a gutsy, gutsy game. And now trying to gut it out. I'm sure he wants to come back into this thing. And now it's the Indians' turn. They find themselves down by a point, 10.3. Gut check time here for Visai. Got to go the length of the floor and try to get a shot. Good news for them. They only need two to win it. Both teams 1-1. And if you're Buffalo, you may want to think of fouling because nobody's hitting their free throws. Hazelbaker crossing the timeline, 7 to shoot. Gets a screen from Jennings. Weaves inside. Little floater from Dyson. Rolls it out. Fight for the rebound under the hoop. It is loose. It is out of bounds. And there should be time left on the clock. Are they going to call it? And they're going to say that's it. The clock is dead. That is it. Ball rolls out of bounds. No time on the clock. And that's going to be it. And the Buffalo Bison come back and win 35-34. Gutsy effort from the home team. We'll be back to wrap this up. You were listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Did you know half of all cats in the United States don't see a vet on a regular basis? Hi, I'm Kat Dennings, and I love cats. Like, really, really love them. Seriously. That's why I'm here to ask you to take your cat to the vet each and every year. I'm working with Royal Canin and Orphan Kitten Club in their program, Mighty Cat, the first grant program in the world to protect and care for newborn kittens. For the Take Your Cat to the Vet initiative, which encourages cat owners across the country to schedule annual vet visits. Since it's tricky to decode our cat's behavior, it is super important to collaborate with your veterinarian to uncover any potential illnesses and learn the signs that something could be wrong. As pet owners, it is our responsibility to make sure cats of all ages have a chance to live a full and happy life by providing the care they need and deserve. Visit orphankittenclub.org/mightycat to learn more.
When kids need medical care, they will often face stressful and life-changing experiences. They miss out on the things that make being a kid fun. Starlight Children's Foundation has delivered happiness to 17 million seriously ill kids and their families at more than 800 children's hospitals and healthcare facilities. Our programs entertain and inspire hospitalized kids. Learn more at starlight.org. That's starlight.org.
K101.
Ask Bonnie. I don't care who you are. Ask Bonnie.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Welcome back here to Buffalo and the home team. Buffalo Bison down 10 coming into the fourth quarter. Come back 16-5 fourth quarter to win it, 35-34. Low scoring game, but a lot of missed foul shots, but some made threes at the end, and just a great play from Yock to Ian Silver, who led all scores for the Bison. Led all scores in the game, actually. He had 12 on the night. Cinch Brown with 9, and all of them huge. Three big threes for the seniors, and that's what you want. Both your seniors coming up big here for Buffalo. Much-needed win to move above 500 to 7-6. Cam Yock had 5. 2 for Estrada, 2 for Hoffman, 2 for Cole Brooks, 3 for Emilio Sinceros. And that was your scoring for the Bison there. It's a great team effort tonight. Had a little trouble shooting the ball at times, went through some scoring droughts, but gutsy win when they had to have it down the stretch. And for the Visai Indians, got a look there at the end. And a little bit confusing. It looked like they just ran out of time on that loose ball. It was just a try to get a rebound and a putback. Hazelbaker got a pretty good look at it, just rolled out for Dyson. He finished with 8. Noah Halderman with 11. Was big on the boards tonight as well. Eli Randall with 7. Cale Nelson with 5. Nate Jennings with 3 for the Visai Indians. So they have 5 guys on the board in a low-scoring game. But 35-34, and what a good one. So glad we made out and came out to this game and decided to do that one. That was a thriller here in Buffalo. So earlier in the day, if you just joined, 51-21, the Visalia Lady Indians hold serve. They beat the Buffalo for their fourth win in a row as the Lady Indians really starting to play well right now. And the Buffalo Bison now at 7-6, trying to get a little momentum in the back half. It is tournament week, so they're going to move on. They're going to host the Buffalo Invitational this week, are those Bison. And Visalia is going to move on to the Shattuck Shootout. We will see them coming up shortly here. They open with Balco, a very banged up Balco squad for that first game, and it'd be a good opportunity for Visalia to try to get that first win, get over in those winner's bracket. Maybe we'll see him again as a cold shooting night, really, for both teams, especially from the foul free throw line. But it was a great game all the way around, and we want to thank everybody. I want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block, all for sponsoring us and getting our back here in this one. Couldn't do it without the sponsors bringing us along. We also want to thank the crew. CJ Montgomery back in that studio doing it well for a long time. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez paying the bills back there at K101, putting grinding for the money there at K101. Also, Sean Kelly running the board out here. Couldn't do it without Sean helping us out with some technical difficulties earlier, and is always a huge help. Brooke Williams, owner-operator at K101, wouldn't have the station there without Brooke, so thanks to Brooke. And Tyler Riggs out there doing the Woodward game. No update here on the Boomers, but they had a tough matchup with Hooker tonight for the boys and the girls, as we do have some scores from around the area. We might get you updated a little bit, but then we got to get out of here. But looks like Ty Turpin up 49-40 on Tyrone. Covington Douglas 56-34 on O'Keen right now. No score on the Cherokee. Oh, yep, 37-36. Tight one in Cherokee over Kremlin Hillsdale. Is Thomas over losing to Calumet 32-24 currently. Drummond over Wacomas 35-24 on the boys' side. And looks like Texoma all over Beaver 50-10. That was at the half, but that looks like a rout. So those are your updated scores. But this final here, 35-34, Buffalo comes back, wins it at the buzzer there with about, well, not quite at the buzzer, but in the last minute to come back and take the lead for the Bison. They come out on top and move to 7-6. Visalia going to fall to 10-7. So that's it for tonight. Join us Thursday. We will be at the Shattuck Shootout. We're going to have open with Laverne. Laverne and Arnett Bulls will be the nightcap. Laverne and Visalia's girls will be a really good opener Thursday night, rather. We will be there for you. Now, it's going to start a little earlier, so than we do usually from Shattuck. So the official start time, unofficial, the written down start time, but it approximate, depending on how time they are, is right now it's 6 o'clock. So it would be a 5:45 pregame, tipping it off at 6 for the Visalia Lady Indians and the Laverne Lady Tigers. That's a real good first game in a tournament. So that'll be one you don't want to miss. So thanks to everybody back in the studio. Thanks to everybody here in Buffalo for hosting us and having us. Couldn't appreciate it more here from the kind folks here in Buffalo. Final score, girls. For Visalia Lady Indians, they beat Buffalo 51-21. And on the boys' side, Buffalo upsets 18th-ranked Visalia 35-34. Be safe going. I forgot to mention myself. I'm Trent Caldwell, everybody. Be safe going home, everybody, and have a great night.